So Parami asked me, well, it's funny, I was just leaving to go on retreat last weekend and I just finished my to-do list, like you do when you're about to head off, and then an email came and I thought, so I said no to Parami, but then she talked me into it, I think. But I think that's because I feel I'm a disciple. So Parami is my public preceptor. So I guess being a disciple for me means to do that, just to say yes. So when I started thinking about what being a disciple means to me, I realised I don't really think about it. And that's not because I don't think. It's kind of I kind of work things out in a different way. So it's good to think about it. And so I realise I don't have a problem with it. I am a disciple. I feel like I'm a disciple of Bhante, but I also feel like I'm a disciple of Parami, Kalyana Sri, my private preceptor, and my Kalyana Mitras, Samanta Badri and Vidya Leela. And in a way, it goes on, because I feel like I'm who I am because of them. So I'm very in touch with that. And as Parami said, we were given this paper before we were ordained. So, you know, I kind of asked myself, well, why wouldn't I, if I want to join this order, why wouldn't I see myself as a disciple? I wouldn't be wanting to join Bhante's order. So I guess I didn't see it as, and I'm a, you know, when I was thinking about giving this talk, I thought, I don't want to set myself against people that struggle with these words and being a disciple. So I'm just really talking about my experience. And I don't feel like being a disciple narrows me down or takes anything away from me. In fact, I'm really in touch with what I've received. And that's why it feels quite easy to say, yes, I am. And the reason I wanted to join the order is because it is so diverse. So I didn't feel like I had to sort of fit into a particular box to be a disciple. In a way, I've become just more me. And it's quite funny sort of hearing myself say this, because I'm not a natural disciple. You know, I I wasn't a good girl for quite a few years. So at school, I used to get into trouble, I'd get into fights, I'd nearly got kicked out, and had a few run-ins with the police. And when I turned up at the Buddhist Centre, Colchester Buddhist Centre, about 15 years ago, I was 27 and really dissatisfied with my life. I had one friend. When I think about that, I just kind of go, oh my goodness, me, I had one friend. And I had a friend, a boyfriend, and a young daughter that I was trying to bring up on my own. I had no sort of vision for my life. Different to you, I was very poorly educated. So I'm on the other end of that spectrum. And I'd grown up in a very sort of, I don't know, working class environment. So I kind of wasn't very happy. So in a way, finding the movement and the order has just brought so much to my life. Yeah. So where are we? So in a way, I was. So though I feel in touch with what I've received, I was also a really strong individualist, and I remember like reacting quite strongly to different things. I don't know what I was like in groups in the early days at Tiruvannaloka Kalyana Sri. Sorry. Yeah. So I used to push a lot against authority, and but in a way I had a strong response to what else I was receiving. And you know, when I turned up at the Buddhist Centre, I was kind of just following my family conditioning. And I feel like had I not found the Dharma and had I not found this order, you know, I'd probably be an alcoholic by now, or I don't know what might have happened. But fortunately, there were other parts of me that as a child, I had a real strong sense there was more to life than, you know, what I was experiencing. And yeah, I had a strong sense that life, there was a magic as well. And I've got this memory of being at a dancing competition. I used to do dancing when I was a child, and I've got this strong memory of, I think it's called levitation, but some friends, we had this body laying down, and then you'd chant these words, and then you'd lift up this body, yeah? So I think that was a glimpse of... a very sort of mundane glimpse, but I remember just thinking, wow, look what we can do together, yeah? So in a way, the order's kind of given me something else, you know, together we're also lifting people up in a different way, yeah? So I just wanted to say a little bit about a dream I had. So about a year after I came to the Colchester Buddhist Centre, I had a dream, and I was at a house, and someone knocked on the door, and they were going to take me home. And I opened the door, and it was Bhante. It was a really strong dream, and it was on my birthday. And so I followed him. And it was actually in Heidelberg, so I'm half German, and my family home was in Heidelberg. And so he took me from the old town to the new town. And to do that, you have to cross a bridge. Oh. Yeah, I know it's important. And I realised I was walking behind him. And as we were walking across the bridge, I noticed the bridge was crumbling and all these bricks were falling into the water. And I was getting quite concerned. But when I looked at Bhante, he was just completely confidently walking across, not blinking an eye that the bridge was crumbling. And we crossed the bridge, and then he left to go home. But to go home, he had to go across the water. And it was a very fast-flowing, flooded river. And I remember seeing him sort of just walk very confidently into the water. And I was thinking, oh, my goodness, he's an old man. And I better swim with him, because I'm quite a strong swimmer. So I thought I'd just get into the water and I'll swim with him. And he was fine. He just... of course... And I remember thinking, oh, he's all right. Anyway, so he got across the water and just got out. I got out. And as he left, I said, Bhante, I just need to ask you something. And he looked at me. And I said, is magic real? And he looked at me and he went, I think you know the answer to that. So I woke up and I wrote the dream down. So, yeah, so magic. So magic. So since practicing the Dharma, I've had a really strong sense that magic is real. You know, magic in whatever way you want to sort of name it. But, yeah, it's transformed my life. What's happened has transformed my life. So I guess I see Bhante as sort of like a mythic guide. So I think I relate to being a disciple in a different way, so more of a sort of mythic way, in the same way I'd relate to sadhana or ritual or puja. And there's a few things that have happened along the way. So one example would be in the private ordination in the Kuti. You know, it felt like magic was there. I remember looking into your eyes, Kalyanashree, and you were connected to Bhante and so much more. It was like you were a doorway for something much greater than us. And in the same way with you, Parami, you know, feeling the water from the initiation vase touch my head, it just felt like, oh, this is much more than just these people and me. And so it's not like a naive faith, because I'm in these people's lives as well. I feel like I have, you know, I've had regular contact with Bhante, well, before he got ill at least, and I do with my preceptors and friends. So I also see their humanness. And in fact, I quite like that, you know, that there are imperfections and that Bhante has imperfections, especially because I could have a tendency towards perfection. So I quite like it, because it means that I can be imperfect as well. It gives me permission to be a bit untidy. Yeah. I've just got breathe written here, so I'm just going to breathe. Scary doing this. I'd rather knock on strangers' doors for Karuna. Yeah. So So gratitude is what's important for me. So I just feel like I've been given so much from what Bhante's done and from what my teachers have given to me. And I never feel far away from that. I feel very clear that I've received a great gift. And so that's what makes it easy for me to say I'm a disciple, I think. And but also it feels a bit more active than that. That also means that I want to participate in the order. And I want to... well, the myth of the order is... Well, it's a bit like that dancing competition, you know. And the magic that comes from collective practice. So, yeah, individually, I don't feel I'm able to do much in the world. But when I think of us together, I just think what we can achieve and what we do achieve and the effect that we've had is amazing. And that's very inspiring for me. Yeah. So, yeah, since I've joined the order, I guess my way of participating, I've been part of helping create Buddha Field East. And that's, well, help people grow, I think. Help me grow, certainly. And now I'm part of Karuna and help run women's door knocking appeals. And that definitely feels like it's helping to create conditions for people to have quite a strong, intensive Dharma practice and, well, to transform themselves, but also to uplift other people that really need it in the world. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's how what being a disciple means to me. It means getting myself out of the way and opening my heart and, yeah, being in touch with what I've received. So I'd just like to finish with a poem. It's from Arloka. And it's gratitude to Bhante. Ooh, you're quite moved. May you have health, long life and happiness. May all your endeavours be crowned with success. And may all your aspirations be fulfilled. Whatever of my life is virtuous and whatever victories are gained over limitations and whatever insight is gained into the true nature of the mystery of existence is due to my fortunate meeting with you in this life. You have clarified my confusions and your illumined vision has given my life meaning. You have awoken me to the essential value of human existence. And you have shown me kindness and understanding. I owe to you my life, my well-being and happiness. I owe to you my sense of purpose, my enthusiasm and my inspiration. All has been cultivated through your blessing. Therefore, whatever of my actions accord with the precepts, which align one with enlightenment, may the merit generated thereby be accrued to you. And whatever of my actions are not conducive to victory, be seen as my own failing, and in no way a reflection upon either my teacher or my sisters and brothers in the Dharma. May the love between us all ensure our continual companionship throughout our continuum of lives, until all sentient beings have been drawn to liberation. Thank you.